All right, before we start this episode, we have a huge announcement that we've been waiting to share with you guys, and today is the day.
We've been hiding this for months. We've been working on this for 5 months, and we don't want to say a word because we just wanted to...
Just pop it on you.
Pop it on you. And so if you guys haven't heard already, you've probably seen it everywhere, but if you haven't and it's your first time listening, Heath and I decided that we were going to do a brand new show.
That's
with
right,
two lovely girls that we've had on the show before, twice already, and they are here today. Their names are Alicia and Remy from the Pretty Basic Podcast. We decided to join forces and...
I was going
to
say that in my head, oh, join really? Forces.
I took it from you. We decided to collaborate and make the show Pretty X Unfiltered.
Yes, everybody loved our episodes that we did in the past with them coming on ours, us going on theirs, and we just thought it was super fitting, and we just have a really good time recording with you guys, and we wanted to start a brand new show.
Well, to first start this off, I know Rem and I, this is to the viewers, because here's the thing, we are aware of the unfiltered chemistry between these two.
Yes.
And Matt and Mariah, we are in no way trying
they're trying to step on toes.
We're not trying to. That's not what we're trying to
big
do.
Big shoes to fill, and we're not even going to, we're not even filling the shoes.
No, we're
though.
Not even attempting.
No.
This is
not,
us after
not.
Seeing some of the comments. So we are reeling it back, and really, we want to cover all grounds before we launch this first episode. But we're gonna have episodes out every Thursday on the Pretty X Unfiltered channel, which is completely separate from this show and their show, and we are not going anywhere. Unfiltered is still gonna be unfiltered.
That's
we're
right.
Still posting every Mondays and Tuesdays, and they're gonna still be posting every Wednesdays on Pretty Basic. Yes,
is he gonna get it?
Yes.
We got a 1 in 7 chance. Right? 1 in 7.
We're not going anywhere. We're still going strong, but we had some time. We love each other's energy, and I feel like we're friends, but we're not close enough where we haven't talked about everything. So we thought
the conversation is fresh. We did record our first episode. It's absolutely insane. Like, it is so funny. It's okay. One of the funniest episodes we've ever done.
Okay, reel it back.
You guys haven't seen it yet.
I haven't seen it either.
Done? No,
it is really
was like,
funny.
You were the only one.
She
drunk.
Was wasted.
I know I was very vulnerable on that first episode, and I know it's not going to end there.
Zane was opening up.
We were trying to set the tone for the rest of the year, and we definitely did. And I know it's only gonna get worse.
We're gonna peel back the layers.
I don't think you heard what I told Mariah. I was like, imagine in like a month, it goes south. We're like, okay, we can't do this. We'll just have the set and do lo-fi study beats, and we'll make millions just off of the loop. All the music.
Wait, there we go.
What's lo-fi study beans?
You never listen study to lo-fi beans. Study beans.
What is lo-fi study beans?
Like
study beats, like music, like lo-fi is a type of music. It's like
it's like a seven-hour loop.
Chill, yeah.
I have no
it's
idea.
It's that girl who's at her desk. The animation of the girl at her desk.
The rain. Ugh.
It's just like music to put on in the background while you're studying.
Okay. All right.
What's study beans?
What's study beans?
But we are going to link the channel in the description below. Make sure to check out the first episode. It's really, really funny.
And make sure to subscribe so you guys are notified as soon as the video drops.
That's right, baby.
Oh, also audio and video are being posted the same day, right? If you guys want to take a listen on the drive to work, you hop on the audio. And then if you want to finish the video because you want to see our, you know, sexy faces, then you're going to go to the YouTube channel.
Something that I'm really excited about is that Zane said, and all of us have said, that you guys have been kind of more closed off on your show. So I think that this is going to be really fun because we're going to push the limits and you're going to be able to open up a little more, share about your love lives. I'm so excited.
I really love that. And I should be showing myself off a little bit more on it. I've definitely been closed off on Unfiltered. Yeah. It's been a lot of anxiety, but they're going to pull me right back out of that anxiety. Anxiety, depression is going to go away
gone.
On the show.
Gone.
Just gone.
We don't know her.
But yeah, we're really excited about this. We've been just waiting for the past 5 months.
Well, we will let you guys get back to your show and make sure to check out Pretty X Unfiltered.
Thank you, guys. All right. Enjoy the show.
Is there like matcha cereal out there where like, you know, you eat the matcha cereal and then the liquid with the milk is like an own little
I'm
matcha.
I'm sure there's matcha. They're not going to have it with the kid's cereal because no parent's going to get that.
Hear me out. This is the combo. Iced matcha, right? Yeah. As your milk.
Okay.
but the cereal is honeycombs.
Not Ooh. Honeycombs. I was thinking more strawberry cereal.
No.
Like Cap'n Crunch.
That like, dude.
Honeycombs. Is that still around? Remember that honeycomb guy? That little crazy man? I haven't seen that guy in
a minute. I thought it was a bee.
Honeycombs were
no,
good.
No, Cheerios was the
Cheerios.
Bee.
Cheerios.
Honeycombs was like the Tasmanian devil looking furry thing.
Dude, you know honeycomb
this guy. Yes.
You know, Honeycomb was pissed too. They because they knew they were gonna do Cheerios. They're gonna do the circle, and then Cheerios came out with it first with the B. They were like, "What the hell we're gonna do now?"
They said Wild Thornberries.
Yeah, I bet they got rid of him because it was promoting addiction. Because they made him crazy, right? He was like, "Give me my honeycomb."
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was his name, was Crazy Craving. Like he was.
Oh my god! Can I tell you guys about the time? I don't even know if I'm supposed to say this. We'll see.
Spell it.
I got a deal for, I'm not even say the chips, just in case I'm scared. I need to read the agreement. But it was a deal for a certain brand of chips.
Oh.
And I did this entire video, and the whole concept was addiction. Like, it was True Life, I'm addicted to chip brand.
Yeah.
And they approved it, everything. They loved it. I did the whole thing. It was like a whole show. It was like a
20-minute video dedicated to this, but it looked so good.
I probably put as much time into this as like a 100th video.
Yeah.
It was just like, I just really wanted to do, that was just the idea. And I got it done and I sent it back. They were like, we don't like that it's a promoting addiction. And we're like, you approved the addiction idea. And they scrapped the whole thing. I couldn't post it.
I wonder if like yours set a precedent for like every other brand deal. Because usually for people listening, like influencers, when you do get a brand deal, they give you a brief and they give you all the rules. And usually if it's a consuming product, they're always saying don't promote eating or addiction.
Yes,
now.
And usually they say that, yeah. But it did not say it this time. And I also gave them the concept. And the word I kept on using was True Life, I'm an addict to this. And
it was the best thing I've watched, like, content creator-wise. It was unbelievable. It was like watching a movie I wanted
for like, back then, it was pretty... Like, I watch it now, I'm like, ooh. But, like, back then, I felt it was a really good piece of content.
You
and
technically can't publicly post it to, like, YouTube or anything, but we should put it on the Patreon just so somebody can see it.
Just, yeah.
I've always wanted to just put it somewhere because I just wanted seen, it's but I just didn't want to get in trouble.
You should blur it out and dub over it every time you say it. Like, you do a different product. Like, I'm so addicted to Cremota. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
If you can't promote addiction, then everyone has to stop saying, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Because obsession could be bad too.
Obsession is bad. Obsession is addiction.
Why are you so obsessed with me? That's a negative song. That's not a positive song.
Right.
Get that on check.
I don't think but I they ever actually saw it though.
What?
I know. I've heard you've said this story like
Matt,
a few times
it's
to me.
So
but
good.
Damn.
Oh, I could show you it after.
Oh, please.
Yeah, it's really good. We should just watch it for the unwind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could just watch it after.
Yeah.
That's where we'll intro.
All right. Let's do it, baby.
Woo.
It's coming time, baby.
Sorry. Why do I need to be singing the intro? Like, everyone's trying to listen.
And
you guys
also
are trying to listen.
Probably not on beat.
Yeah.
The intro song ever.
I'm just so selfish.
There's got to be one day where it's perfectly in sync.
I'm gonna keep trying until it gets there.
In our intro song, when you hear the liquid pouring, did Bruce actually pour coffee into a cup, or is that just like a sound?
I think it was sample.
I'm sure he has like a million sample audios. As you know, as always, this episode is sponsored by Accelerator, baby, the best energy drink out there on the market.
That's right, baby. Before we start any podcast or even through the podcast, we are drinking Accelerator. One of my favorites is the Island Guava. It's absolutely delicious. All of them have zero sugar, too.
And we don't only drink this pre-podcast, baby. We drink this all the time. We drink this to work out. We drink this when we want to go out, when we want to drink.
It just gets you going. It gets you going through the day. It keeps you going. It's that little boost of energy that you need to just get stuff done.
And it's delicious. It's got sustained energy. It accelerates your metabolism. It enhances your focus. As you know, baby, I've been having a lot of focus these past few episodes. It's because I've been drinking Accelerator. You know what I mean?
That's right. And it also has plant-based thermogenics, so it gets your body going. It heats you up. It gets that metabolism. metabolism just running.
And you guys know that I'm an athlete now, and it says here on the can, athlete approved energy. So you know, okay. You know that shit. Yeah, I just want to say that. So if you guys want to grab yourself an accelerator pack, they have a ton of flavors. They're all amazing. You can get any of them off Amazon.
That's right.
And we'll have a code for you down in the description. So make sure to get yourself a pack, baby.
That's right, baby. Thank you, Accelerator. We love you so much.
Heath, did I tell you that I was trying to make a... I don't know what I was thinking. I just really wanted to make like a song, like a rap song.
Boom.
Just like a Young Gravy type of rap. Okay. I don't know. I was
a
just
a party hit.
Yeah. I really wanted to do it. And this is all I got. All I want to tell you what this was. We ended it. We didn't get far. But the beat of it was a circus.
That's pretty cool. That's a good idea.
No, but it did not sound good. It did not sound. I mean, just my voice on it. It just sounded way too like.
Let's get crunk it up.
How long ago was this?
This was like 2.5 years ago. 2.5, 3 years ago.
It's not that long ago.
But there is maybe a sample out. There's a demo out there somewhere. Yeah. On someone's hard drive.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something is out there, and I yeah, but it's so rough. Where it would just be super embarrassing if that ever came out. But
if it went like huge, if it went massive, would you be like, oh shit, now I got to turn this into like becoming like a next Young Gravy thing? Or would you just be like, eh, fuck it?
I would like drop all my friends and then just like drop the podcast and then like kind of, you know,
focus
do a world, yeah, focus on music
world
and
tour.
World tour.
Good for you.
Dipset on my mama, daddy, just like, you know, and then I tell all the, like every podcast I'm on that like, oh, I never fucking knew them.
Look, he's already making money from the song.
Yeah.
There you go. Ching, 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 ching.
Flannel. No, I wouldn't, because I know like I'm not meant for that. Like I cannot
there's nothing
sit
wrong
there
with being a one hit wonder. If you hit it big, and even if it's that one song,
I respect
song,
that. Like Rebecca Black, one hit wonder.
She's
amazing.
Rebecca Black is back though. Like
maybe she's back. She's putting music
like,
now.
Yeah, dude.
She's
like,
Rebecca back now.
She's like she puts out like hyper pop music, like Charlie XCX shit. It goes so
really
hard.
It's
yeah.
good. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. And she has like remixes to Friday. It slaps, but.
Good
yeah.
for her. Well, thank you so much for tuning into another episode of Unfiltered. Imagine.
Here,
I
want to
do like 3-minute episodes.
Oh, man.
Hong Kong.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, let's jump into it.
Did you hear about the new invention of the year by Time Magazine, Mariah?
Invention
what?
Of the year?
What does that even
it's a new pasta.
No.
Wait, and they invented a new pasta?
A guy
this
a
year?
New cut?
Invented a new pasta. It's a new cut of pasta. And
is
yeah,
he from
time,
Italy or America?
He's American. It's called Cascatelli.
Sounds
and
wow.
This
Let's
dude
see.
This dude just wanted to figure out the best way of forkability, the way the sauce stays on the pasta. And the way it feels in your mouth. And it hit off. And yeah, Cascatelli, guys, is the new pasta.
Mariah, interesting. Now that you're looking at this pasta, can you rate it before trying it?
I'm yeah, be because real. I do like the macaroni with the like waves in it because it holds the sauce better.
Yeah. Well, how fun for him to try to figure out what sauce goes best with. Every pasta is the same, but there has to be one sauce that goes perfect with that pasta. What is
it
going to
be? It would be like this. This is what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like either a vodka
sauce
wow. or a spicy.
It looks
okay.
so evenly like
I get it.
Dressed
I get it.
On it. Like this, the way the sauce dressing like
Wait,
sits
I didn't
on
know
it.
This whole time I could be freaking inventing a new pasta. I should have been doing that.
Hit the lab, Brian.
Yeah, you got it.
Brian gets it for next year.
It does look like, if you're listening, it kind of looks like octopus, right? Like tentacles.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit. That could have been an inspiration for him.
It looks just like the perfect combo of every type of pasta you do kind of like. Like it, mm-hmm. it's
got
large
the smooth
enough
on the
where,
back.
Yeah.
Or it looks like a hearing aid.
It looks noodly.
A cochlear implant. Quick fact about pasta that I just found out yesterday. Did you know that
Hot.
you can't...
talk dirty to me. That was so unlike me.
Sorry guys, that was so
sorry,
unlike me.
Come over me. We're just talking about
Give
pasta again.
Oh God.
You cannot break a piece of pasta uncooked in half into two pieces.
Oh, like evenly.
No.
Like one break, two break?
If you take
there's always like a little end that comes off.
It will
off
break
too.
Into three or four pieces. It won't have one snap. It'll fragment.
Are you? Like you always have pieces that fly.
Yeah.
Even if you like took a knife to it on a cutting board.
No, you have to like snap. Like you can cut. But like if you were to like bend it and break it in half.
Spaghetti.
Wow.
And some guy set out for a life mission to figure out why. It does that.
Life mission. I want a hobby like that.
Like, imagine that's your passion in life. Yeah. They did, like, slow-mo cameras and everything, and then they found out that if you pinch the ends with, like, this machine and you twisted it one rotation, you're able to break it in half clean because the way it, like, the pressure, like, snaps back, it makes it...
Yeah. Oh, whoa.
It's always in multiple pieces.
My dick when I fornicate.
What does that even
mean?
That
was so unlike you.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh.
Wait, did I not get that right? What's fornicate mean?
Fornicate's like to have sex. Yeah.
Okay, come on. I know my words.
It snaps in three places?
Yeah, and, well, that was the joke. The comments, well, that wasn't funny. Yeah.
When you throw pasta Duh. On a wall, though, for it to stick, is that to say if it sticks, it's done?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What a weird test. Like, they couldn't have thought of something a little bit cleaner.
Is that for al dente, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, like, I feel like it wouldn't be fully done if it's, like, sticking. Because it, like, that means there's, like, hardness still on it. But I guess that's the whole point of al dente is that it's not the fully cooked.
Have you guys seen the new game people are playing? I love this game. I want to play it. Where they would grab, like, a random object, like a pretzel or a bun or, like, a steak. And the game is that you have to try to find out. Like, you have to cut it in half.
Yes, yes,
and
yes.
Then you have to try to get as close as possible for both sides that weigh each other, like, to get to the same weight.
This is a video
game.
It's a game. It's a game people play. Like, they'll film it. And imagine they grab, like a piece of steak. And then what the person has to cut it in the middle, try to find where the middle is, where both sides weigh the exact same to the other.
Two food scales or just one scale and then
you just grab one side, you weigh it out, you get the number, you write it down, and then you grab the other piece and you weigh it out. You have to try to get as close as possible.
To be okay. Exactly.
That is a game I could play for a very long time.
I don't think you could.
No, if I was in a room by myself and had all these objects, I would do that all day and just play it.
Oh, so this is like a solo game. You're not like betting on it with like other people. Is everyone else like, oh shit?
It's just for the sake of trying to get close. And
yeah, I think drug dealers do that all day.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
I just like, I bet you won't. I bet you won't.
Just on a scale, just be like, yeah, this is a gram, man.
Winner gets a discount on their whole stash.
Also, speaking of food real quick, did you see what Wendy's is trying to do with their pricing? No. I'm like actually blown away. So Wendy's is going to start introducing surge pricing for their food items. So it's not going to be a consistent price throughout the day. The price will raise and lower depending on surge rates, like an Uber. You know how it's like, it depends on how many people are trying to Uber at that time will make the rate go up.
And depending on the location.
So at like
as
lunch
well.
Rush hour, the prices are going to be higher than if you were to go at another time. That's absurd.
Doesn't her daughter listen to this podcast?
Miss Wendy,
figure it out.
Wendy Thomas, your daughter. I know their daughter. She does listen.
She does. She no, I remember.
Because Wendy Thomas remembered me. Wendy, we got to talk about this, okay?
That's crazy.
Are you sure this is like the accurate?
They're saying they're going to do it.
It may adopt surge pricing model similar to ride sharing companies. Now, I guess that would also have to depend on like the locations too. Like if you have a Wendy's that's in like the middle of Times Square or something like that. I guess.
For this to be fair, though, they can't have the lowest price as the price that they have now. You know what I mean? They have to go lower than what their price is normally just so it, like, is...
Like, there would have to be, like, at 2 in the morning or 3 in the morning.
You get a cheaper discount.
And your burger's 50 cents.
Right.
Are most Wendy's 24 hours?
I don't think so. Not most of them. It's only, like, McDonald's that are, like, 24 hours.
Yeah. And there's only, I swear there's only like two Wendy's in all of LA.
Yeah.
Like there's never a Wendy's out here.
Do certain like food chains get like they get dibs on a certain area?
It's like a gang. They kind of like represent. Yeah, like hold okay, the block no, you can't
Wendy's only
close.
Have only allowed to have two locations here. We're allowed to have 20 because we like own this land.
I don't think they like invested that much into the real estate out here. I think it's a real estate game, and they were late to the game for LA.
Or maybe it's like this: the mayor. If I was the mayor, I'd be like, I don't want any Wendy's here.
Karen Bass with all the McDonald's. Sass. Get that.
The mayor got like food poisoning like a long time ago from a Wendy's, and he's like, absolutely not.
But no, really Carl's Jr. Let's put them on every fucking corner in LA.
Carl's Jr. is really on every corner in this city.
They're not nice at Carl's Jr. They're like, what? And I'm like, I'm here to order.
I love those videos where you go to Chick-fil-A. How are you doing? How can it be your pleasure?
It's a sunshiny day.
The fuck do you want?
Like, when I'm at Carl's Jr., I'm like, y'all don't have to do it if y'all don't want to. I'll leave.
Dude, I've been feeling like that a lot lately, going to different places to order stuff. Like, I just feel like I'm such an inconvenience, and I'm not going to be the person to be like, this is your job. I'm just going to leave. I'm like, obviously they're having a bad day or something.
You clearly don't want to be here right now.
But it's crazy it's crazy.
Somebody just posted a funny video and they were like, let me ask you something, fast food workers. Are they pulling the extra sauce I asked for out of your paycheck?
Yes.
Put it in the bag.
Yeah. Put it in the bag.
And if somebody forgets to put sauce in the bag, just put it in the bag.
And I can talk shit because I worked at Panda Express. There'd be no excuse to forget anything. Yeah. No excuse. Rush hour, no excuses.
Well, this is because they're run by Asians. They run a tight ship in their motherfucker. They run a tight ship. You should see when I order from Green Apple. I don't know why I was scared to say that. When I order, it's because I'm their top client. Number one. I always say I want to walk in one day because I know my name is the only name.
If there was a leaderboard, like whoever spent the most at this restaurant.
Matt, like, I know I've given them the most money out of anybody in this city because I order it every
You're like Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada, just like gird your loins and you're just coming in.
I don't want to walk in. I just want to be like, hey guys, I'm Zane. They're like, oh!
Oppa!
But what was I saying? Yeah. They like will give me extra shit. They'll give me 15 fortune cookies. They'll give me forks, knives, spoons. I don't even have soup. Spoon. Here's a spoon. They pack it all
we
up.
We didn't even charge extra at Panda for sauce. We were like, you want 10 teriyaki sauces?
Just
sure, here
it.
You go.
Yeah.
Sure, absolutely. Even if they were nasty.
Yeah.
Or like, even if they're nasty, you give them even more just to piss them off because of how many sauces they have
now. I did used to do a lot of things like that.
You know how all sauces are packaged now? And I know it's much easier to just grab the sauces and throw it in there. But I'm trying to figure out, is there a better, cheaper way for... right now, I'm trying to be on like the fast foods like side. What if there's a way they can make it cheaper where they don't have to like buy all these, because those cartridges, I'm sure it's expensive to get a bunch of them.
The plastic kind of ones that are like dipping.
You know how they have the ketchup pump? Why don't they just Arby's. Have all their sauces
That's what Arby's
on
does.
Pumps?
Yeah, it's not like a pump, but it's more, it's faster though. It's more like they just put a big bag of teriyaki sauce in the machine, right? It's like a
like
soda
a
machine.
Vending machine.
Like a vending machine. And it just
boop,
squeezes so out.
Yeah, but that'd be a mess.
No, the thing is that like, that would be such a cheap option.
For dine in. Yeah.
No.
And, like imagine to go and then your DoorDash person is.
Imagine the TikToks. No.
Throwing it in a bag.
No, it's not that manual though. It's just so much more automated than that.
Have you ever had a for real milkshake at a gas station where you put the cup in and it goes into the machine and mixes it and takes it out? You don't touch it.
That tastes like ass though.
No, it does not.
Are you serious?
Have you had one?
Yes, I've had one.
No way.
It must have been a bad day.
Zane, I'm sick right now.
I'm done.
They're like at a Wawa, like kind of?
Yeah, like a big gas station like that. You go in and you pick, there's like a machine. Or like a refrigerator that has all the different flavor ones.
Matt, you have to.
They are so.
I've seen them. I just don't never know if I'm like craving a gas station.
And then you
milkshake.
Choose like the thickness of it that you want.
The thickness. They have every flavor.
I was watching this TikTok. This lady, she's just so straightforward. She was on a Subway being interviewed by a guy, and she's like, "You know what I'm sick of? Tipping. Why am I making my coffee and tipping?" Like, she was just describing everything that she has to do herself these days, and then all of a sudden the iPad flips and now she has to give it. And she's
it is crazy.
Well, it's like, what the world of tipping has completely flipped upside down. It's supposed to be like service and care, and it just turned into where
I just
people
don't
are
get
making
like the whole
own.
Thing of why employers are allowed to pay their employees such little money, and it's on us, the customer, to give them their salary. The whole concept actually blows my mind.
They're relying on strangers.
It blows my mind. Pay your employee.
Yeah.
Why is that
up
to
me?
You'd
make it so much
easier. If they go above and beyond and they do an exceptional job, you can give gratuity as a bonus.
I mean, don't get us wrong. We all tip actually very well, but this is just like a very
intense. We do because we have to, because it's so stupid.
And I know people don't tip. Like, I feel like people aren't tipping. Like,
so we make up for it, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I know I definitely make up for it.
It incentivizes good service. I completely agree with you.
But I wish I started working when I was like 8. Like, I really wanted a job when I was younger.
It's against the law.
I know, but it shouldn't 12. Be, though.
Well, I think, like, an 8-year-old should be able to start his own business, but I think it's bad for someone to hire an 8-year-old. I think.
What do you mean? You start a business?
Like, an 8-year-old, if you want to go mow lawns, go wash people's, walk people's dog as, like, a neighborhood
that's
service.
That's an employee, though. You're being employed to do
encouraging an 18-year-old to be an entrepreneur, I think that's a good thing. But I think if you're hiring an 18-year-old to, like, go make you money, no. Right?
If the kid started it himself and is going door to door.
Okay. That didn't make sense.
Just helps you learn the value of a dollar early.
Yeah.
Like we were babysitting, we were shoveling driveways, we were walking dogs.
Yeah,
like,
Italians, go get a job. You're 10 years old. Start a business. We came here for a reason.
Yeah, I saw a mom get arrested. Well, this was like, I probably have said this story before a couple years ago, outside of like the Staples Center, well now Crypto Arena.
I finished the story.
The mom, though, was making her kid work one of the, you know, the hot dog stations. Like an 8-year-old was grilling, and then the mom got arrested for having her 8-year-old work. But the thing is like, he's 8 years old. He doesn't need to be doing that.
Right. But have the same energy. People think just because they're not physically seeing it, but we outsource work from these third world countries and people are 5 years old working and doing this, have the same energy for that.
Yes.
But
there's so much
there.
Hypocrisy in the dark, dark end of the world. Of course, there's child labor behind everything and we should eliminate child labor.
The batteries for our iPhones are mined by children.
Yes.
And they're like, it's...
Yeah. I think there's a healthy way to teach kids how to work at an early age, like without abusing it. And not like a real job. It's just like under the table things, like stuff around your neighborhood, helping elderly people, like volunteering and stuff. And
but
like,
when I pay under the table, it's illegal.
it teaches you responsibility. Yeah. Gives you a little bit of income. Like if you wanted like a toy or something, you were able to buy it for yourself.
When I realized like what going to the store and buying stuff meant, my mom was like, if you want it, you have to make your own money. Figure it out.
Yeah. Are Girl Scout cookies, is that child labor? Like who, someone.
Right.
That's a really good example.
But they are raising money for their troops are, you know, doing community
bullshit.
Service.
Have you seen the head of Girl Scout? Where she living now? Come on now. Those Girl Scouts are frolicking in the woods to pay that mansion off.
They're getting all the badges.
Dude, and you like, but like those cookies are so damn good. There, you see, there's some stuff where I'm like, okay, child labor is okay, right? Girl Scouts.
Right.
The cookies are too damn good.
That's a great
too damn good. God, the new cookies that they came out with. Oh, y'all little bitches killed it with that.
Zane thinks it's little girls baking in an oven.
That's all they should do. It's the like, commercial for Girl Scouts.
I think they outsource it from Keebler. I think Keebler just makes all their
cookies. Where all the elves make them in the tree.
Keebler, that is... That I feel like that is a Girl Scout cookie.
I think there's two There's two companies that make the Girl Scout cookies because I know certain names of them are different in depending on what side of the country you are. Because I know Samoas, and I think LA's in California Samoas, but some people call them Caramel Delights because the recipe is the same, but the distributor is a different person.
Interesting. Okay. Mm. I want to get in that.
I want to see that Succession series. Yeah. Without the Girl Scout cookies.
A dark Girl Scout series would be sick.
That's brilliant because, you know, like right now the trendy script is Origin, you know, Blackberry, the Beanie Baby movie, Pinball, Tetris, Girl Scout cookies.
But maybe there isn't like a lot bad that's happened in there, but they could just kind of fake it. And make it, or is that allowed?
It could be like a parody clause. Maybe Girl Scouts would probably come after us. Girl Scouts, I'll say this about buying Girl Scout cookies, and I feel a little weird as an adult. The Girl Scout, she needs to be the one selling the cookies. Sometimes I'll come up and like the parents are like, selling.
Well, it's because they're young. They're very young.
Yeah, maybe I'm an adult. I shouldn't even be talking to a child.
Yeah,
trying to
I
sell
know.
Me something. But I feel like
well, that's why they're there to like kind of chaperone and make sure that
I had to go around door to door selling popcorn as a Boy Scout by yeah. myself.
But they also probably realize that it like they probably weren't seeing all the funds come in from all the boxes. I could see people just walking by, little girls and just grabbing a box easily, and they're like not paying attention. They're not like
oh right.
You know, yeah, so
but when the parents are speaking, like the Girl Scouts should be
stealing
like,
from a Girl Scout. What kind of person?
I hated Boy Scouts though, or Cub Scouts. We had to sell popcorn, but we didn't even have it on us. We had to be like, "Do you want popcorn in 3 weeks plus shipping and handling?"
Yeah, well,
someone's like, "Yeah, I think I'm gonna want popcorn in the future."
Yeah.
It was such a shitty product to sell. Did you ever though like? Did you still have to sell stuff though for like maybe band or orchestra or theater?
Oh
like,
yeah. Well, what was ridiculous was for theater, we had to get those big candy boxes, right? And there was like 120 candies in it.
Yeah.
And you had to sell them for whatever price they were listed at. And you had like 2 weeks to do it. And you weren't able to be like, hey, sorry, I only sold half. If you didn't finish selling it, my parents had to pay out of pocket and cover the rest of it. That's crazy.
That's a fucking scam. Shame on those companies who go in and go, let's prey on children and get them to sell shit and put them in a financial pit hole if they don't fulfill.
And that's really crazy.
And then my mom would be like, all right, I guess I'm writing you a check for $85 for the rest of the candy that didn't get sold.
That's terrible.
And then first of all, every kid in school has a box, so nobody in school is buying, like, because everybody's trying to sell their own.
Everyone's like sick to their stomach.
And then you make your parent take it to their work, and all those parents are there with their boxes, and nobody wants...
I'm not gonna lie. Every time I saw one of the kid with the boxes, I was so jealous because like, how do they get to do that? Like, have just a box
it was
of chocolate
awful.
On them,
and then you had to carry a fucking extra large briefcase around full of Twix and Carmelos.
Hey, you forget about then, it, leave it in the car, it melts.
Yeah. Done.
One time I was actually helping a girl sell like her, but I like brought it to the next class. I think I was probably interested in just like having the box on me and trying to sell it.
Zane just
I ate like two. They're like fuck.
Again.
Oh,
I think
man.
I dreamed of just having it just for myself, just so I can have it whenever I want it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
But they would bring out that pamphlet, almost like Scholastic Book Fair newspaper thing, and it would have all the different things that you could win if you sold the most.
Yeah.
They would have like an inflatable robot.
Just a
like,
scam.
I remember incentives for kids were crazy, boy. I thought I would win everything.
Yeah.
I was like, I only have to sell a million of these bars and I'll get whatever.
Imagine what they do now. It's just like the Japanese sweets from like, you know, people do the
mystery box.
Yeah, mystery box.
Crazy.
Whatever mystery they have to try to sell it. They open it like, oh, fuck. It's like the worst items in a box. And now you have to sell it.
And box tops, remember that? Where it'd be like, rip off the top of your cereal
they
box,
still have
bring
them.
It to school, mm-hmm. and we'll give your school 10 cents. Like, what is this?
That they
is
still have it on the side of the box.
Box tops, 10 yeah. cents. I guess it, but it's like, okay, then what the fuck is that? Because you're not asking me to recycle the entire box. You're asking me to bring a tiny thing that they could already fucking donate to the school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like a proof of purchase.
Pretty much. And
it's like, you're not... And it also ends up being a tax write-off for the company because they can say that they donated it to the education like department or whatever.
I think everybody's just waking up and realizing
that's why
that we're all just pawns in this game.
When you're at CVS and they're like,
mm-hmm.
want to donate to St. Jude's?
Nope.
No. No.
Absolutely
all
prompt not.
Is, I will donate my own personal
yourself.
Money. I'm not making that a tax write-off for you. Sorry, yeah. CVS.
And how much they like hound you down on it now?
Insane.
Like they'll immediately, like I haven't even paid you. It's like, would you like to do it? Like it's, they are just all trained yeah. to like force that shit. Like
that's the thing.
Well, they're forced to.
They don't want to do it. But if like they get caught not saying it, they're done.
It's like
it's
part
so
of the,
cutthroat.
The training memo, they go, if they say no, let out a big exhale. sigh, go.
She just pulls out a dollar from her wallet.
Well,
I also
I'll
don't
do
like, we did this at Panda, but seeing other places do it now, I can't stand it. If, like, I usually give a tip, right? And those places that ring the bell when you tip, I'm like, I do not. And I'm like, I have my head down. They're like, we have another tip donation. I'm like, oh.
That's
that's why I never. I wanted a typical stone, but I never did it because I didn't want them to. Hey, da, da, da. I was like, no.
That's like a mariachi band. I'm like, damn
bitch
it.
That I have my money.
Dude, they would. I felt so bad that every
so
time someone that they would in unison all have to sing something, and I bet you it was probably exciting
the first couple times. Chocolate chip. Thank you for the dollar tip.
So embarrassing. Why are you bringing attention? It's like giving is supposed to be just like in secret and
but also
just out of the kindness of your heart, not the attention. Look what I did.
I also don't like the tip jar. Cause like there was it when I just
went
with my.
Oh, people are making them really funny, right?
They're really funny. It's like team whatever this that. But like we went when my dad was in town to this bagel shop nearby, and I wanted to give the lady like a tip directly. She was very sweet. She was helpful, and the person that I was dealing with. So she like finished taking the order, and I was getting ready to give a tip, and there was just like a jar on the side, and I wanted to be like. Here.
Can you
not? I don't want to go put this in a jar over here that's a communal thing that nobody like. I just want to give it to you.
I want you to have it.
Right.
I don't want there to be this split at the end of the day.
You have to do it in like secrecy though, because if somebody else sees you doing that, then it like they get in trouble for not like immediately putting it in the jar.
It's crazy though, if you're gonna underpay them and make them work for tips and then not allow them to take a tip for personally being good, I don't get it.
I remember we were at, I forget where we were. I think it was in Florida. We were looking, it was a bartender, and we wanted to give him a tip.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like, oh, no, I can't take that. We're like, no, take it. He's like, what was he saying?
He wasn't allowed to.
Yeah.
But he was like scared to take it.
Yeah. And the manager was over on the corner, like watching. He's like,
yeah. So is TikTok going away?
The ban? I don't know.
It's kind of looking like it.
A lot of people are working on it right now.
Yeah.
And that's like the other part of the ban is that lot of people will lose jobs. The selfish part in my head is like, oh my God, this is rotting my fucking
my
brain.
Recipes I haven't made yet.
I'm all for it to being divested into American ownership. I'm all for that. And I really do hope people are able to maintain their followings and keep the content up. Like, that is the sad part.
Oh, where it just like, it's like Vine or before it got deleted.
Well, because
like,
some of us thought, the sad thing about Vine is like, even though people, we thought at one point, oh, maybe someone else will buy it, we'll still be able to keep it around. It all went away along with the data.
Yeah.
That was really sad.
That sucked.
And because a lot of people worked really hard. And I love all the not TikToks I made, but ones that I've enjoyed watching that I love to. I don't want to have to hunt for those in like some form of lost
media. That's going to really suck. Yeah.
The whole thing about it, it just seems like a power play from us. To ban it
from China,
which will force the owner to sell off shares, and it's just going to be us coming in and buying it, and now it's going to be something that we are going to profit off of as Americans,
right?
Just to make money.
Yes, in a way, and also control our narrative. The thing is about China is that they can make us get even more divided by pushing certain content to certain groups and make us go crazy.
They're really good at that.
Yeah, they're notorious for it, and. I mean, I'm saying I don't want to be like they're the most evil people ever, but I'm just saying I'm sick of the paranoia and how much America like freaks out about the privacy and that we don't own it and that they're behind all of it. I want that paranoia to go away.
What sucks is that like TikTok, there was a good couple years where it was no bullshit. It was just all just straight entertainment and people just went on the app just for like just to either forget about the day, just have something to enjoy, laugh at. Dances, I don't know, just like there was nothing else but entertainment. Now it's just like I feel like
it's almost become like what the news is. Every time I like watch the news, it's like this horrible thing that's going on and why this is like the worst thing in the world. I'm like,
yeah, it's damn. 172 million Americans are on the app. That's almost insane. Half the country that is getting their information from it. So I mean, it's
my new Google. Like, I will click that before Google, and I'm like, just go on TikTok. You'll have a faster answer.
It's just hard to, like, watch something on TikTok and, like, not immediately believe it.
Right.
You know, it's like you hear someone say it with such confidence, you're like, okay, I believe that. And then you watch something else, it's completely opposite of what you just watched. You're like, okay, and then.
And how quickly things spread on TikTok. Yeah. Just the way, like, the algorithms work, that shit
gets. But if America owned it, and we had trusted journalists, like, verified news sources.
I also don't trust ourselves.
Right. But. Truly making sure that there was proper fact-checking on American ownership and what is being spread around, I would like a more accountability on that. than having just trying to allow things to spread that genuinely aren't true.
Yeah. That's so tough though, because it's like the freedom of speech, and it just all gets like,
yeah. And our economy though relies on TikTok. We need it to run. Businesses rely on it. That's how everything gets out these days. The ad spends on it too.
A lot of small businesses started on TikTok.
They've blown up because of TikTok.
And it's not an easy transition just to be like the people that are like, oh, just go on Instagram. It's not an easy transition. Yeah.
And seeing
people get comfortable, they know where to find you on TikTok. A lot of people don't go out of their way to like dig on another platform. So it's like,
I felt like I went back in the past. I saw a couple of people on their TikToks, you know, with big channels saying, hey guys, I don't know if this is going to go away. Just like, if you want to check out my stuff, follow me on YouTube, follow me.
And also on Vine.
That was literally Heath and I are on Vine. Like I remember we were making like 3-4 vines, like of just like, end like ending the page going, hey, follow us on this transfer. Horrible.
Nothing.
The transfer was so bad. We were like, okay, well, this was fun.
I just wish Vine would let you link the damn Instagram on the profile. Like Instagram.
Oh, no, that wouldn't help them out. That would be the worst thing for them to do.
That's how a lot of TikTokers have gotten Instagram followings, is because also there's the button and you can go follow them on that channel.
I've also noticed, like, as we've been doing this for years, that we're like, why doesn't, you know, this platform like Snapchat have linkable things? Like, it's because you're sending them away from the app.
Yeah.
And that's the last thing that you want. It took me a long time to realize that. I was like, as an app, wouldn't you want everybody to like be happy with like that you have all these different options or like things to do on the app? I'm trying to get the word. I can't fucking get it.
Yeah, you're sending people elsewhere.
So what? At least we're still on our phone. Let us go back and forth.
It'd be like a restaurant and the menu shows like food items from the store next door. It's like, wow, that looks really good. Not here.
But it won't happen though for like, what, a couple more months? Or like the Senate I think still longer has to than vote that. On it.
I think to get rid of an app like that, I think it takes time.
It will take a long time. But I mean, but then when the Senate passes it.
I think they're going to not let people download it anymore. I don't think it's going to be deleted from our phones yet. I think the first thing would probably be like, it's not available to... Right or no?
I wonder if it's going to be like Vine. the Flappy Bird.
Yeah, you don't want to get the new iPhone because then you can't have your TikTok on.
iPhone sales are going to go fucking to the floor. Imagine TikTok. You can only have TikTok with the last generation. People are doing everything 10 years later to keep that shit alive.
Right.
I saw something. It was somebody talking about how there's no TikTok creator fund for Australia. And then it was an Australian person reacting to it. And they're like, creator fund. What do you mean you guys are making money off this? And everybody's like,
wait. It's like the Where the Millers where they're like, I'm getting 10 grand. I'm only getting 1,000. You guys are getting paid?
It was exactly. And they're like, wait, what do you mean you guys are getting money in these other countries?
This is unbelievable. You guys are like making money off your TikToks? Oh, no.
Story times are, I just feel like nobody gets to the point anymore on TikTok because everyone's trying to reach a minute.
Yeah.
So you're sitting there like, oh my God, get to the point.
But then now there's like that angel in the comments. You click the comments and they say, they summarize the whole thing. I'm like, all right, thank you.
But in like one sitting though?
They're like,
didn't know that.
Because a lot of people are like, this could have been 5 seconds long and you made it 10 minutes. So people would be like, skip to the end.
Ooh, 10 minutes? That, who the fuck did I marry? Who the fuck did
she made.
Run it. She can retire now. I wonder what the hell.
They calculated it. They calculated it during like the hype and she had already probably reached 80 grand. Definitely.
Wow.
But I don't know though, was she technically part of the creator program by then? But I feel like if TikTok knows someone is like on a streak, turn it on for them. Absolutely.
But you know what? I feel like a big company would be like, well, why turn it on? We're going to lose more money.
Well, it's just more eyes on that so they can run ads that they can sell.
And people hear.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not like, it would be like YouTube or something where it doesn't matter if you're doing well. Like they go, okay, we're going to make money if you're making money. So let's do it.
Well, I mean, can't they still turn ads on for people's pages without like paying them? I thought you have to just, I thought there's ads on everybody's page. You just have to like apply to.
I don't know. I think you do have to apply. I don't know. I do not know.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in being like a creator, TikTok is a place to go because you can get paid. Start now, because I don't know how much time we have left.
Act now.
Have you guys been getting those like notifications when you scroll? It goes, what did we think about this content? Was it relatable, yes, useful, entertaining? And it's nothing that's like that controversial of a piece of content, but I'm like, yeah, I guess it's entertaining.
I think it's very random. I get on very random videos.
Yeah,
whether
me too.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if like, was the content I watched like questionable? Because it wasn't, but.
You know what I think is really weird? That Instagram is allowed to run ads on your page and you not get a cut.
Instagram runs ads on my
every other platform pays.
If I were to go on your page and I decide to scroll through all your pictures, an ad will like
every four pictures on your page. If I'm scrolling through your pictures, it will be an ad.
And I know you could turn that on. Everyone listening is like, what? I know you could turn on your ads in when you're posting video content. I just don't. I don't see ads play before videos though on Instagram. Mm-mm. Do you?
No.
So how do people like even make money on their videos?
I don't know.
I don't know how anybody makes any money on any platform. I'm just going to say it.
You guys are making money.
Like, can't figure out how to make a dime on TikTok. All my Staten Island Mom videos, so much potential. Not a dime.
Is it over a minute?
Yes. Yeah.
There you go. Well, they just started that, the over a minute.
She just doesn't even know where to click, and she realizes she has thousands of dollars sitting there. You're like,
I have no idea.
I think to this day, I still think that YouTube is just the best place.
It makes the most sense. It's simple.
Content and yeah.
YouTube's going to make a huge comeback if TikTok is gone. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because people are
already
wanting that long form, like the vlog style. I think it's going to come back.
I thought that was going to go away. I'm not going to. I really thought it was going to end.
It went away because everyone's attention spans was like, swipe, 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 swipe. Now that TikTok extended it to like 10 minutes, people are sitting through the get ready with me's and the try on hauls and things like that and the little vlogs, and they're going back to YouTube.
I have homework for each of us. We all have to film a vlog and then present it to everybody and everybody watching. It has to be a 5-minute vlog and it has to be very entertaining with royalty for music and 15% of it with one montage.
Have you guys seen that Kate Middleton's been missing?
No, I saw one.
Oh, you guys haven't heard?
I saw 2 seconds of it, but I don't like,
she's just on The Masked Singer.
Well, exactly. A lot of people have been posing that theory.
Please. Clarify, okay. What are we,
so
what's
Kate
going
Middleton
on?
Has not been seen in the public eye in, spooky. Sorry if I'm a little wrong on the date, like 3 months she has not been seen. It was also rumored or kind of confirmed that she had to undergo an abdominal surgery, okay? And then people were still like, but where is she? There was a picture of her in a car, you know, in the passenger seat from very far away, and people were like, that kind of doesn't look like her. And then she decides to upload a photo on, to Instagram.
I saw this photo, but I didn't know what it was.
I thought it was just like a celebrity with their family, like an article.
That's Matt, Princess Kate. She's the Duchess of, what is she? She's not Princess Kate.
Matt, if she walked by me on Hollywood, I wouldn't.
No idea.
I don't even. Like,
Kate Middleton, man?
I've never. Like,
what about Meghan Markle? Would you know that?
Yes.
Interesting.
Because of Suits.
Okay. Okay. So they upload this, I believe, onto Twitter, maybe Instagram, and I think it was from the Buckingham Palace account.
It's giving AI.
Immediately it was flagged. Even the Buckingham Palace told all the press to please remove the photo because they realized some things were off. As you can see,
the kid's hand, the fingers.
Yeah, his fingers. They noticed that there's inconsistencies with her hair, the way it's draped. And even like the window, there's all these little things people picked apart of it. And they also realized that her face was taken from like a Vogue magazine cover from 4 years ago. So this whole picture has been AI constructed. And then so Buckingham Palace tells all the press, take it off the net. And then everyone's like, well, then what's really going on?
Why would they do that? It's too late.
So where is Kate? And then she posted like a thing where she goes, like all little amateur photographers, I do like to experiment with photo editing apps. And pardon me, you know, sign off C or for K.
She posted that on her Instagram story?
She posted like a tweet. Like it was they act like it was her. And you know, like how like fucking boomers will like just sign their name on like a tweet. Like at the end of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's
okay.
Like from C, X, C. Yeah. Or yeah, I think it's K. What am I saying? C. Anyways. So everyone's like, well, then what's really going on? So a lot of people are just concerned about where she's at. Some people are even going, is she maybe in a wheelchair in this picture too? Mm-hmm. And they photoshopped that out of it. They think she's had a serious abdominal surgery. My theory is that I think she probably is like, what's it called when you get like a colostomy bag? Or you be, I think she's undergoing like a very severe like lifestyle change.
People think she's in a coma.
Yeah.
Why don't they just like clear the air? Even in that tweet, just like just say what's...
Get a video of her and just be like, hey guys, sorry, I've been sick and I thank you for all your concern. I'm here and I'm fine.
Yeah, if everybody's if everybody's worried like sick, like if you clearly see everybody on the internet is like, where is Kay? Like just say something or show something that proves that she's okay. It's like that girl. Remember that one girl a long time ago? It was a big story on the internet. I forget her name, but everybody thought that she was
being abused,
kidnapped.
Oh, like she was uploading YouTube videos and she was like sending messages. This one?
Yeah. Do you remember she had like white hair or like kind of like seen hair?
I remember she was kind of emo-y.
The girl
who would like put things in the back and people were like, blink if you're being abused or being held captive.
And everybody was hearing, or like was deconstructing it, and everybody was DMing her, tweeting at her like, are you okay? Are you safe? And she was like ignoring those.
She was like milking it for views. But Buckingham Palace doesn't need to milk anything.
No, I know that. I know that. But I know they're not doing that.
And I think just people are so skeptical about it because, you know, like the history of Princess Diana, people think that there's always like something that they're covering up or there's some agenda. And who knows, by the time this episode comes out, hopefully, maybe they have been notified.
Oh, yeah, right? Again, guys, we're filming this on...
Pi Day. It's Pi Day.
We're filming this on, what's today?
March 14th. Pi. 314.
We should get pie.
Pie.
What's your favorite pie?
Pizza pie.
Pizza pie.
Very good,
pizza
pie, Jordan.
Very nice.
Like that.
Like legit, like if I was going to order a pie, chocolate.
Key lime? No key lime?
I like key lime, but only a bite. Lime.
But chocolate pie is like chocolate cake, though.
Cherry pie.
Oh.
Really?
I do like, good. I love apple pie. I love a lemon meringue.
Yeah, I could do that too. Lemon meringue is the same thing as key lime, right? It's
just
lemon.
Like the fruit. I like the refreshing. Yeah, key lime and lemon meringue. Or
with
something.
That, with like the crust and then the wood. Oh!
But when you get all like the crust and it's like overlapping each other, all braided perfectly.
Pecan pie.
Pecan pie. I fuck with pecan pie.
Pecan pie is straight just sugar in a bowl. The entire thing.
Isn't it weird how we, do you call pecan...
Pecan?
Okay, but if you're eating the nut, do you call that a pecan, or is it only you call them pecans when it's tied to a pie?
I don't think I've ever said it.
I don't think I say pecan. I don't know.
Ask me the pecans.
Like the pecan tree is a pecan. A
pecan?
Yeah, I'm never asking for a pecan. A pecan tree is like a pecan tree, a pecan nut. But I would say a pecan pie.
Yeah, pecan pie.
Just a pecan pie.
Yeah, give me a give me a pecan pie. Pecan
yeah, that's weird pie. To ask for one. Pecan. Can I get a nut?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember in Jimmy Neutron where the dad's like, I'm going to start a book of all the, an alphabet of all the different types of pies, starting with blueberry.
Yes.
Like, what about apple? Oh, right. Apple. Blueberry.
Cute.
Yeah. But hopefully she's found. We miss you, Kate.
What's a boysenberry?
Boysenberry?
I think boysenberry is just from the movie
Willy Wonka?
Bug's Life.
There's no... Is it really?
Boysenberry.
There's no way that popped in my head from Bug's Life. I haven't seen that movie since I was like...
Oh, boysenberry is real. Wow.
Oh, there you go. I remember that somebody had boysenberry pie on a bus. It was either...
just having memories.
Now that I'm thinking about it, it was... I don't know if it was with you guys or my family. Maybe Alaska. I don't know. Somebody brought on boysenberry pie, and we're like, what's boysenberry pie?
There's an episode of The Office where they're on a bus, and they pull over for pies. Wait, what? They pull over for pie, yeah.
Was it boysenberry?
Let's find out.
Oh, my God.
Zane just put himself on set. He was a cast member.
There they are on the bus, and then they pull over.
The pie has to be on the bus, though. That's what my memory is jogging up.
Oh, they're apple pies.
Apple pie.
Next stop, pies.
You know, I just watched that episode, too.
So good.
That's so embarrassing. That's so unlike me.
I don't know what that was, guys.
Funny.
Did you guys hear about that story with the Airbnb story and the host?
This is crazy.
This dude rented an Airbnb for his like four boys for like Super Bowl Sunday, and the max capacity for the house is four people. And
four people, huh?
Four people, huh?
An old inside joke.
Actually, we should tell him after. The renter brought extra people like 10 more people to the property.
Not
and it
to
got really
stay,
loud.
But just to party?
Yeah, just to party. And I think the cops got called something because it was too loud. And then the lady...
The owner was getting, like, notifications or whatever saying that there was more people that was than allowed at this place. And he said, she sent, like, a message saying, like, hey, you can only have 4 people at the house. That's what the rules are. Like, they need to leave. We're getting complaints.
Okay.
And so she... and he wouldn't... They wouldn't leave. They stayed at the house. And she charged him an extra $960 for the extra people.
That's
right?
What the fee was.
That was the fee. That was just the rules. Like, that was the written rules. He didn't follow it.
She even said, like, it's going to be this much more per person if they're not leaving.
Yeah, and they never left. And so he goes, I'm not going to pay it. So she goes, she checks the cameras. She sees that he went home with this young lady, right? Checks, looks him up, sees that he has a wife.
She found, like, his Facebook that he was married.
Uh-oh.
So he screenshots it. She screenshots it, sends it to him, and go, well, if you're not going to pay it, I'm just going to send this to your wife. It's crazy.
Blackmail.
Extortion, yeah.
A girl's girl.
Which is illegal. But, like, at the same time, like, pay the $960. At this point,
he still
refuses to pay it. He's like, no, I'm not. That's.
Is he kissing the girl? Like, what's the screenshot look like?
I think it was.
I didn't see the screenshot, but still.
I don't think the screenshot's anywhere you can find it. But, like, I think it was enough where she was like, okay, I need to find something on him. I found it. And it was him coming home with a young lady. I think she may have been just much younger than him. So she probably was just like, who is this? Like, who's this guy? Who's not paying me my money?
Okay, and so
he doesn't pay it. She sends the picture of the screenshot to his wife. Wife sees it, divorces him.
Oh my gosh!
Divorces him, and then they're in a huge, like, divorce settlement, all that, and then the guy who cheated goes and sues her. For
right,
sues her and Airbnb,
and the whole question is that basis to sue somebody, to sue the lady,
and technically, legally, it is, but how? the morality of, like, the situation, everybody's like,
he was in the wrong, right, to cheat on his wife. Legally, he has every right to sue her.
He's most likely gonna win. But, like, who really loses in the end of the day? Even, like, whatever he gets out of that, what is he going to get back from that
He may
lawsuit?
What is it? He may win the fight, but he
lost the war.
But he lost the war.
Yeah.
You lost your wife.
Can he charge her for, like, the divorce paper? Like, I feel, where's the line?
They might try to tie it in.
Absolutely they can. Yeah, they can all tie that into lawsuit because of what you did, and now he's out of the bank of all this. You are entitled to, No, that's a really great legal case, though.
Yeah, like, that's spicy. That's a good episode.
He's a bad guy. Yeah. But, man, what if this was his plan all along, where he's like, I'm going to cheat on her, get the Airbnb, get from the Blackmail.
Read that.
And then now that guy's going to be having a lot of Airbnb properties with all that money he's going to be.
Yeah, let's see.
Read that message. That made my heart sing.
But I had faith, was driven by integrity, so I committed to get those posted for you in Airbnb. Photo at 3:16 a.m. is especially notable. Should I forward the photos and videos to Teresa, or will you? The videos will come shortly. I think they are too big for text, so I will post to YouTube. This is what she sent.
This is a crazy lady.
She sent this to the renter. Wow.
What the fuck did she think she was really doing? Like, that you...
We flipping sides now. Fuck this bitch.
No, I mean, that's a crazy...
No, absolutely.
Person.
Absolutely. I think it was just like... Two kind of bad
people.
But
also, like, it's you.
Butt heads.
You weren't allowed to have that many people at the Airbnb.
Just follow the rules.
She gave you the option. Hey, if you're going to be doing this, there is a fee for this.
Then you take them to court. Don't blackmail it. Like, that's the fucking. That's
here's
the
here's
the,
here's
you already the, had them a signed document of him saying if you broke the rules that you were going to pay. She already had that. That girl is incredibly petty and immature and a crazy person to think that you could just. Oh, I'm just going to blackmail the bitch.
It was definitely petty, but I think it was meant to be because at the end of the day, he was cheating on his wife. She had to find out at, like, some point.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
In my head, I'm so, so anti-cheating. So, like, to me, that's the way the world works.
That's what I'm saying.
It's exactly that.
It was supposed to work out
this
way.
Because how long would he have done this to her for the rest of her life?
Right.
if it was a private rental, like a whole like on a Craigslist thing, like because you are going through a whole company's dashboard and there's like a bit of trust in Airbnb, that's where the problem lies. She could have blackmailed him if it was, like a Craigslist listing, you can rent out this property and agree to these things. Blackmail it on that. Because Airbnb is tied a company. To it, that's where like the money is. He also just could just say like, he legally can say like, you do have no proof that I cheated on my wife doing that. At all.
That's
true. You caused a divorce. That was a girl that I was just bringing home, making sure she had a okay
place. Let's run the footage back, the girl.
Like, I was telling her a secret really close.
I was telling her how much I loved my wife.
Damn. He's like, all right, cut the clip.
Well, let's run the footage back.
Oh yeah,
let's run the footage. I want footage for everything. I want to see footage.
Show me the clips.
St. Patty's Day this weekend. What's everyone doing?
Oh, that's right. It's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to a St. Patrick's Day party on Saturday.
There's still parties.
Yeah.
What's the party?
It's like Pinch Me Perfect or something.
Oh, is it like a
It's like a big one. Very big. It looks like too many people, kind of.
Oh, okay. What are you guys doing?
Does everybody know?
For a bar crawl.
Could you imagine?
That's crazy. They call there's just bar crawls.
Does everybody know the St. Patrick story?
Mr. St. Patrick.
You know St. Patrick?
Oh, what's the story? No, I have no idea.
He would teach.
I know he had a green hat, though. He
lived in Ireland, right? And he would teach them about God. So they took a clover that represented the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, like a cross. Like how you do this. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Period. Yeah.
So that he used that as a symbol to teach them about the Holy Trinity, God.
Okay, slay Jesus.
I didn't realize it was religious. I guess I always thought it was like the liberation of Ireland.
Something a little bit more. I mean, I thought a little bit more fun.
St. Patrick was born in Britain at age 16. He was kidnapped by Irish raiders and carried into slavery in Ireland. After 6 years, he had a dream of his escape.
And it's St. Patrick's Day.
Dude, that's a great.
A great get up.
A great look.
He was in that drip. Like, you took me as a child.
Yeah.
How to do 6 years of slavery.
St. Patrick. Wow. Imagine having him on the podcast.
I'm in Chicago, though. That's the best city for St. Patrick's Day, though. They
dyed
that river.
Chicago such a big place for it? Because
they dyed the river green.
That's it? Is there like a lot of Irish people in Chicago? Why Chicago?
I just know the allure for it is that they do a big commitment to the city.
Boston probably pops off.
God. Why did we do Chicago every year? Why didn't we just go straight to Boston? I feel like that shit gets wild.
St. Patrick was a Christian missionary who used a clover to explain the Holy Trinity of Christianity, which is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit.
Wow.
He said three leaves stand for the three beings of God, and the stem shows how they are united into one.
Dude, he would have gotten so many Lucky Charms brand deals.
Like, oh my God, imagine the face of Lucky Charms. Yeah.
I fucking love Lucky Charms.
Only the chocolate ones.
There's no chocolate Lucky Charms.
Yeah.
There is.
Yeah, it was chocolate. The marshmallows weren't chocolate, but the cereal was.
Sounds like Yucky Charms to me.
It was all right, but I did like the regular ones better.
The regular cereal part of Lucky Charms has no flavor. It's so dry and gross.
Okay, I did the marshmallows only cereal.
Oh, but it like complements it so well. It gives a bit of a crunch amongst all the mala.
Yeah, but the chocolate.
Yeah,
just,
look at that.
That was it.
You don't remember that?
That was it.
My dad would always get like a Sharpie. It would make like him angry. Like you put like the eyebrows down, so he's like, ha, 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 ha.
Oh, he did that?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Nothing beat the Yoo-hoo cereal though.
Yoo-hoo
the Nesquik cereal.
They
my
made
bad.
Oh,
Nesquik cereal was the best.
It's Cocoa Puffs, Heath.
Yeah, but
what was the difference?
It turned your milk into Nesquik when you were done. That was the allure.
That was the lore.
My mom used to love Nesquik. She would make that all the time.
Why did I think it was like healthy for you?
I don't know.
I feel like the way they like promoted
you know what they promoted?
That was me with Ovaltine.
They made Ovaltine like a kid's protein shake.
I told Heath till recently. I was like, no, Ovaltine's like, it has like vitamins. And he's like, where? I think it's a Mandela effect.
She's like, no, it's really good for you.
In the 50s, they would be like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine.
More like Ovaltine, please.
Yes. In A Christmas Story, he gets like the little like time coder, like yes. or the code breaker, and he's like, be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, my grandma always had Ovaltine in the house. My parents always had Ovaltine in the house, and now I always have it because I thought it was like a vitamin, a miracle chocolate drink. Milk. Yeah.
What does the packaging of Ovaltine look like?
It's orange.
Oh, you remember?
It still looks the same pretty much.
It looks
much.
Exactly the same. It's this.
Ovaltine.
Oh, they changed the look. I thought
immune health, vitamins and minerals
supports immune. The size they have that is like you're drinking a liquid IV.
Yeah,
it's way too big for
Ovaltine's the best. That looks
like a protein. It looks like a Metamucil.
Yeah,
it's a supplement powder.
12 vitamins and minerals. Come on.
You know another item of food that they always promote so healthy, but it's so bad for you? Granola.
Yeah.
Granola.
It's not healthy for you?
No. No. The pounds of sugar they put in granola is crazy.
Granola, not like chewy granola bars, or just actually.
Both.
Just bare granola. Like, you know.
Still bad.
That one's bad?
No, bare naked. It's not as bad. That's definitely the healthier version. But just like the... I think just
it's candy.
It's candy. But I think if you're gonna just have granola on the shelf, just don't make it so unhealthy. Even the look is healthy. Like, it's not supposed to be unhealthy.
Yeah. Do you remember Tang?
Oh,
with the orangutan on it. Oh. He was like orangutan doing karate. He's like,
thought,
Tang.
I thought that was organic.
That shit would get me going. I loved Tang,
dude. I fucking love Tang. Yeah.
Yeah. Dang,
that's what astronauts drank, or that's what they like told our parents.
Yeah,
in the
what a lie that was. and milk was great for us to build strong bones. And then they got busted.
Yeah, because they realized that all those ads were being paid for by like the dairy farmers of America.
Crazy.
Got milk.
Boy, everybody had that mustache.
Yeah. There was just a campaign recently where people were promoting milk again.
Dude, I would get put in timeout at daycare because I didn't want to drink milk. Like, that was the most we would run around in the playground in the hot Texas sun and go and sit inside
and milk.
Give me a glass of fucking milk. Fuck you.
That's insane.
Get that shit out of my face.
And they would give you a milk. Water. They would give you a milk before a water.
Yeah.
Like water wasn't even water wasn't
or
even
like,
an option.
Or apple juice. It was milk or apple juice.
What? That's crazy.
Give me apple juice all day, but just I milk when I'm juice. Hot. Like, you know, the Indy 500, those guys are in that fucking car going around and then they win and they go, here's a huge thing of fucking milk. Now chug it. And they're like, that's the last thing I want.
Ew.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're forgetting the Ovaltine. Have you had whole milk today?
It's so thick.
It's like goops. When you pour it, it's the thickest form of like, and we were drinking that. We were pounding that down. Mm. Like, but there's sometimes, Heath, I'll get crazy and I'm like, I'm going to have whole milk in my cereal. Bro, I am sick.
You can't.
I am sick for the rest of the day.
No way.
It's like dessert.
I think it's just a way to fatten up kids of America.
Yeah.
We force them to drink out of milk.
Yeah.
They tried to look like the good guys when they put the missing mm-hmm. children on it. Like, look, we're for you.
Was that even real?
Oh, like a milk carton.
Were those kids even real?
Yeah.
Was it AI?
You know what's crazy is the price of milk back in the day compared to today for like inflation.
Yeah.
Milk was way expensive back then.
You got to like, get a milkman to come to your house.
Yeah, they were
and
in glass jars too.
Because the milkman,
like my parents would tell me, like they didn't have like real milk. They all just had like powdered milk.
Powdered milk, right.
And you would just put water in it and you would just make powdered milk at home.
Remember that McDonald's documentary where they're trying to make the first shake and she brought the powder? It's like, put the powder in. And she put the powder and then they mix it and turn it into a shake.
Yes.
It's all powder form. Even when they do like mixed there's a lot of like mixed like coffee drinks and mixed like shit where it's all powder.
Mm-hmm.
All comes straight from powder.
But think about what it is. We're the only animal that drinks the milk for another animal's offspring. It's made to fatten up a baby cow and turn it into a full-grown animal.
You're right.
We should be drinking our own species, titty milk.
Titty milk? We have titty farms for people. Titty just
like, like, would you drink a gallon?
You can scroll on TikTok all day, just...
Like, would you drink a gallon of some lady's milk?
Depends. If it was Anna De Armas,
I would put it on my psoriasis. I heard it's good.
I'm sorry, Sydney Sweeney, maybe. I'll go to Sydney Sweeney Farms.
You bastard.
Sydney Sweeney Farms, you're an idiot. You
bastard. Sweeney Farms. Sweeney's Ranch. Buttermilker's Ranch.
I just imagine the farm.
It's weird awesome. That like cats shouldn't have
milk.
Milk. It should be goat's milk.
Right.
I don't know.
It gives them it that's always like such a stereotype that we see.
Give the cat milk.
Even though cats do like milk, a lot of them they're not tolerant to handle that type of milk. The only milk that they should have is from another cat, or it can give them diarrhea. And that's so it's wild. Also, like rabbits and carrots and stuff. Like, you know, like, what's up, Doc? That was like an impression of Clark Gable in a scene where he was eating a carrot. But we all know Bugs Bunny because of him eating the carrot. And then that's why when it's Easter time, you go into CVS, they're selling rabbits with carrots. Rabbits can eat a carrot, but there's too much sugar in it. A carrot can fucking kill a rabbit. But it's just wild.
I did not know that.
That's crazy. There's a lot of things like that, yeah.
And they still have pictures all over with a carrot.
If you tell a kid to draw a rabbit, they'll draw a carrot with it.
If I was a little kid and I saw a rabbit, I'm bringing a whole stock. I'm bringing a whole carrot.
Yeah, it's because because of Clark fucking Gable in that one movie, eating a carrot.
Did you guys watch the Oscars?
Yeah, we did. I did.
You're going to love this conversation.
I actually didn't see any of it.
The only thing I watched of the Oscars was Ryan Gosling's performance, which was unbelievable.
Amazing. Amazing.
My God, he's the best.
Did you watch it?
It was
that,
so
good.
I watched that clip on
TikTok. I've never seen the Barbie movie, so that was my first time seeing the full song. I've only heard like the chorus part. The full song was, I was really expecting it not to be good.
Talking about Slash performing with him?
Because Slash is on the song.
I know, but like
he is,
yeah.
Why did no like everything?
He needs more credit.
Like nobody in the comments was talking about. I'm like, how is nobody?
I think it's a generational thing where they just don't know who the fuck Slash is.
I don't even know who Slash is.
I saw Slash at a gas pump a couple years ago, right over here. Yeah,
no,
he was getting my gas right across from me, and I go, that guy looks just like Slash, and he had a tattoo that was like almost like kind of the monster kind of symbol, or it was like this claw thing, and I was Googling on my phone. It was like Slash neck tattoo. And it was exactly that. And I got my car, a huge truck, like a Raptor, like one of your trucks. And he had kids in the back.
That got you horned up, huh?
And I pulled off and I went like this. And he was like,
I just saw, was it 2 days ago, right on our street, Kavon D in the passenger seat.
Really?
Holding like a vlog camera. Yeah.
Weird. I thought she's in Indianapolis now. And I thought she found God. She bought the Cheaper by the Dozen house and painted it black and made the bottom of the pool red.
That's the Cheaper by the Dozen house?
Yeah. Kat Von
Wait, D the one that's like crazy inside?
Over in Hancock Park? Yeah, Kat Von D bought it, painted it black, made the pool look like blood, and then peaced out to Indianapolis.
Man. I did not know that.
Oh my gosh, I did not
know. Oh my God.
Oh, she painted it like red. Crazy. It's like very
cool. Oh, wow, that actually looks like Christmas. Not gonna lie, that's kind of sick.
The only takeaways I got from the Oscars, I didn't watch it, just those little clips.
She's Oscar from The Office.
Ryan Gosling is so talented, and I love Emma Stone.
Oh, I love Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
Too.
It's crazy that she's hit or miss for people. There's people that absolutely can't stand her, and there's people that are in love with her.
They can't stand her brilliant acting.
She's got to be one of the best
Grace Kelly of our time. It is.
Yeah, she's unbelievable.
It's a beautiful time that we live in.
When she says, remember when in the end, when she's like, when I had my kid,
she's like, I love you more than my life turned technicolor
because of the movie.
My love for you is bigger than the whole sky.
I didn't know she had kids.
That's yeah, crazy.
I didn't know that either. Yeah. A lot
when
of
did they have time.
COVID.
A lot of celebrities that have kids, I like find out like at award shows usually. Like they're walking with their kids. I'm like, I didn't know they had kids. It's crazy. Wow. Did you watch Poor Things?
What's that?
So interesting. Her performance was insane.
Oh, was that the one you had on the other night?
With the brain switch.
Yeah.
Crazy.
She was so deserving of it. I had my money on Lily Gladstone because I just thought the Academy was going to pick her. But
you actually put money on the Oscars like a bet?
I always guess what the Academy's gonna do, and then I guess what my heart says it's gonna be.
When I watch both movies, I like to the role that they were playing. I think Emma Stone like deserves that Oscar.
Me just saying I love Emma Stone, and I was like, what the hell is Poor Things? What's that?
I'm almost done with a movie. I haven't finished it yet. But as I'm watching it, I'm thinking of, imagine being Emma Stone and walking into a room and you're being told this idea. What a scary idea to do.
Yeah.
Just like, just the scenes and what she, just how she has to act.
Becoming a character from like just infancy of your brain and learning it.
I'm surprised that she took it.
She could, because she knew she could do it.
No, I know that, but still, like, the thing is that you don't know what it's going to look like. The CGI could have been so, like, it really could have been an awful, it could have been an awful
movie.
Have
you seen Killing of a Sacred Deer or the Lobster?
Yeah,
same guy. So, like,
Yorgos
Lanthimos, whatever his Greek last name is, I think she kind of knew visually that this guy has a good fucking vision.
Wow.
But, yeah. And then
incredible.
It was pretty incredible. It's also wild now that Phineas and Billy have two Oscars now.
Man. Yeah.
That's crazy. Billy's now the youngest person to ever win two Oscars.
She just has to, now she can EGOT, do it. It's the EGOT where you have to win all four.
She just needs an Emmy and a Tony, and people think that Barbie, that they're going to make like Barbie the musical, and that Phineas and Billy will like compose the whole thing.
That makes sense. And then,
but I don't know. That's rumors.
That sounds like a long time.
Yeah.
But hey, the money.
But even though I don't even think they have to compose the whole thing, even if they just have What Was I Made For in it, that can still win. Yeah. But I don't know.
Amazing.
Riveting.
And the Oscar goes to Zany Heath Unfiltered. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Are we now in the unwind? No.
No, we're going to close it out real quick. Yeah, all right, guys. Thank you so much for watching and tuning in. As always, if you didn't know, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/Zany and Heath.
We also have this podcast, which we post every week. You can check it out every month. On all the podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. And we post a video version of this podcast every Tuesday, youtube.com/Zany and Heath.
That's right, baby.
That's it. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being here still and supporting. And toodaloo, motherfuckers.
All right, unwind. We'll see you in a second.
Wind it up.
Wind it up.